The Warriors with a powerful showing in Dallas, getting a variety of strong performances against the Mavericks. Klay Thompson led all scorers with 23 points and 5 3-pointers on the night. Stephen Curry driving the action, finishing with 17 points and 9 assists, while Ian Clark providing a huge spark off the bench with 18 points, and Patrick McCaw in the start delivering 10 points in the effort. Solid energy from Draymond Green, 7 points, 7 boards, and 8 assists as the Warriors take it 112-87 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Ian.
A lot of guys came in and gave us important minutes. Everybody contributed. Just a really good back-to-back set of wins on the road at a time when we need them. You know, we're heading into the playoffs, and we want to go in on a good note and keep winning games and, you know, get the best possible seed.
Can you talk about what you got out of McCaw tonight and how you've seen him progress in his rookie season?
Patrick was great. Had a tremendous first half, especially. He was aggressive. He was making plays defensively. He was pushing the ball in transition. He's a good young player. He's getting better all the time.
One of the storylines locally has been Seth Curry starting to develop into a really legitimate starting guard in this league. As an opposing coach, what have you seen? What difference have you noticed in him?
Seth's just playing with a lot of confidence, and that's what happens in this league. You know, you try to make it, and while you're trying to make it, the first few years, you're more than likely not playing a whole lot, and it's tough to gain confidence when your minutes are sporadic and you're bouncing from team to team. So I think the fact that Seth has found a home here, Rick has given him a great opportunity, and he's seized it, and now he's just out there playing. He's not thinking. He's just, you can see he's just playing with confidence, and he's doing a great job.
Steve, what does it say about this team and the way that you guys play on the road? I mean, 3 consecutive years of 28 wins or more on the road, an NBA record. What does that say?
It just means we have a good team. It means our guys are talented, and they play together. And when you're out on the road, you have to defend. You've got to maintain a really good defense to win road games. And I think we've done that. I mean, the last several seasons, our team has been in the top 5 in the NBA defensively. And then obviously we've got plenty of shooters, lots of scorers. So if we can defend at a high level, we feel like we're always going to find points and give ourselves a chance to win.
You guys have been able to rest Steph for four straight fourth quarters. That's, you know, essentially obviously a game of rest. But everyone's talking about rest right now. How good is it to get that kind of rest for Steph?
Well, yeah, it's great. It's kind of been the formula the last few years. You know, we've had enough comfortable wins where we can give Steph that fourth quarter off, and normally we give him the first 6 minutes off anyway. So what you're really talking about is 6 minutes a game, and so his minutes, you know, instead of being at, you know, 35, 36, they're at 29 or 30, and that's a significant difference over the course of the season, and especially right now, you know, down the stretch, coming off that tough trip a couple weeks ago back east. It's a good time for us to be able to extend leads and get him on the bench.
How good has Klay Thompson been, you know, in your 5-game winning streak, basically?
He's been great. I mean, shooting the ball with confidence, playing great defense, moving the ball. I feel like Klay shoots it best when he just lets the game come to him and he's moving the ball on instead of forcing anything. And then the ball tends to come back to him because we got a lot of playmakers on the team. So he's been very patient and unselfish, and that's led to a lot of open looks for him as a result.
18 for Ian Clark tonight. He didn't even hit a 3. I mean, kind of like that.
Ian's been huge. We've needed him, you know, without KD. You know, we've needed his scoring, and I think the Atlanta game was kind of when I went to him. I didn't play him, I think, much in Washington or Chicago, and we lost those games. And I think we kind of realized without KD, we needed that extra shooter on the floor, and we've given him more minutes, and he's really responded. I've said this all year, but Ian is just a, you know, coach's dream, because you don't have to play him, but you know he stays ready, and then he might go 5 games without playing. You throw him out there and he produces, and that's an incredible asset to have for our team, so we're thrilled with him.
I think that we just have a lot of competitors on the team. Guys don't want to lose, especially back-to-backs. We accept the challenges, we accept the fights. You know, guys banged up, guys tired, but, you know, we want to go out and perform. It's our job, and we have to do it.
good floater feel tonight. Seems like you hit that a few times.
Really good. Work on it every day. So it's paying off.
What happened with the headband in the first half?
I think I was going for a rebound, and it kind of got knocked off my head. And I thought we had the rebound, so I was picking it up to go down the other way. And we didn't have it, so I just chucked it.
Were you trying to toss to the side? Because it kind of looked like you were trying to, like, contest with
both. Yeah. Kind of get it out the way, but he was in the way, so just kind of hit him.
And how well is this team playing right now through this five-game winning streak, and especially with the back-to-back blowouts like this on the road?
I think we're finding a groove, and I think it's starting on the defensive end. We've been, earlier, especially on the road trip, the long road trip we came off of, we were giving up 30-point quarters, multiple times, whether it was in the first, whether it was both in the first half or once in the first, once in the second. So being able to have a defensive mindset coming out, shots are going to come and go. But I think, with our defense, once we feed off that, shots come a lot easier. And I think that's what we've been doing these last five games.
When people talk about Clay, they just say, shooter, great shooter. How? As a fellow two-guard, his size down low, his strength, his conditioning, just like how rare of a two-guard is.
Very rare, man. He's one of the best two guards to do it, especially in this league right now, being on both ends, being able to switch, when we have him or Draymond guarding somebody, he can switch, on the four-man because of his size and his strength. But also on the offensive end, man, it's hard. He's so hard to guard, being able to shoot over anyone. But also, like you said, with his conditioning, always moving, and that's something that we preach all the time. Coach, like ball movement, we've got a lot of guys that can make plays on the team, and when you find guys like him and Steph, wide open, you got to get it to them.
Now the Warriors head home, and next up is a two-game home stand starting Friday night with the Sacramento Kings visiting. In Dallas, I'm Lawrence Scott.